It's now time for our Horton Locker Room chat here tonight. One final time on KNZA. Brandon Tama with you, joined now by girls basketball coach, that is Zach Nelson, presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds, as the Chargers have one more regular season game before Substate gets going next week. We do know the Substate round and the opponents for the Chargers here coming up early next week. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Coach, welcome in. We appreciate it as always. No game Tuesday night, but you played Friday. Very competitive game with Moore Hill Mount Academy, but the Ravens go on to win it 35-33. Just take us back to that one on Friday. What led to that close game and ultimately the outcome there?
Oh, we were doing a pretty good job offensively as far as trying to attack the basket. We didn't settle for, you know, jump shots right away off of one pass. We swung the ball side to side, and we were getting good looks. After we moved the ball a little bit, we did, you know, we did take some good quality looks, and we weren't able to make them. Down the stretch, we got a little bit, you know, got a little bit tight, and our inexperience kind of kicked in, and I didn't do a very good job on our last inbound play when we had 8 seconds. We were down one and trying to draw it up and just kind of didn't draw up a good enough play and get our girls in the right position to be successful. So that one was kind of on me a little bit, but I loved the way our girls competed all night. It was fun. The atmosphere was great. And that's kind of what we want to do as far as just getting after it every night.
Substate next week, and you got some extra practice time this week, you know, gearing up for that one next week, and we'll talk about it momentarily again. But, you know, since this being our last week with you and talking about the ride that you guys have been on this year, just, you know, what's just kind of the overall takeaway this year as a whole? Who stepped up? Who played well? What stood out to you? Things like that and of that nature. Give us a sense on just kind of this season as a whole for you.
I mean, it has been a tough year. I mean, we haven't had consistent practices as far as, you know, girls in and out, who's here, who's, you know, in these different activities or, you know, sick or whatever. I don't think we had a whole week of actual practice with our whole team, throughout the whole year. So that, you know, those ebbs and flows, but we've had girls step up in big ways. I mean, like I said, we were pretty much most of our underclassmen really big stepped up. You know, Piper Chartier, you know, point guard, she stepped up huge. I mean, she had to fill in a lot of big shoes for, you know, Malia last year. She, you know, got a good taste of it as far as having Malia there, but she being mainly the primary point guard for us was, you know, that was big for her to fill that role. And then, you know, Kara covers up. I mean, another freshman. I mean, she's just been solid for us all year. You know, it's clicking with her. She understands the game very well, you know, just every now and then doesn't quite finish underneath the basket quite yet, like she will, and like she's capable of. But, I mean, the ceiling is extremely high for her. And, I mean, we have some other girls that have stepped up and done big things. Carly Huffless is another one that comes to mind as far as growth throughout the season. JoJo Switch, she's been one of our premier lockdown girls. She's stepped up as a freshman. I mean, like I said, we have a lot of girls. Our seniors, you know, they played some good roles and good minutes for us that, you know, in times where they need to be. And just, you know, I feel bad because we didn't all click on the same night so far, but hopefully it's coming. Hopefully it's coming.
Well, let's talk about that Substate next week and most of the teams in the Substate that you guys are hosting in Class 2A, very familiar with in the NEKL, but the top team right now is Riverside. They land that number one seed. Jackson Heights, the two seed, that's who you're going to see in the first round. Pleasant Ridge, JCN, and even Valley Heights out of the TVL, all 13-plus win teams. And we've talked about it the last couple of weeks. Very balanced, very good. It's going to be tough regardless who you have to go through to get out of that Substate. But what's just an early thought getting Jackson Heights for another time? You just saw them less than 2 weeks ago.
I mean, we have a familiarity with them. You know, we know what they're going to do and what they're really good at. We know that they're going to pressure the ball. We got to, you know, lock down two of their girls, you know, do the best we can with that. And just try to keep them out of transition, as much as we can. And we did, like I said, a couple weeks ago when we played them, we started out pretty well as far as that press. We broke it and we were able to get good looks. We couldn't make. And then, you know, we got tired or we got frustrated and they were able to transition and those, you know, maybe a 5-point run all of a sudden turns into a 20-point run. And then, you know, we're digging out a big hole there. And it's really tough to do those things when, we don't take care of the ball. So we got to really take care of it. against them. I mean, we know that they're a really good team, and we just take one game at a time, and we'll do what we can.
There it is. Horton girls basketball coach Zach Nelson joining us one final time here as the regular season wraps up Friday. They are set for another matchup with Jackson Heights in the first round of that sub-state early on next week. Coach, we appreciate the ride all year. Thank you so much each and every week, giving us a little bit of your time. Good luck the rest of the season, and we'll talk to you down the road. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you again for doing all this. This has been awesome.